Ron, there's that.
Go ahead, Ron. Pitch, Mr. Pinchback.
I just want to be clear about a couple of things. Number one, the LSB show was scheduled for the fourth Friday of each month. All right, so what you're telling me now is that you're going to do this on the fifth Friday of this month instead of the 23rd? I just want to know.
Well, Ron, what we always proposed was the last Friday of the month, whatever that last.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to be clear about that. That's all. And then keep this in mind. Keep this in mind. That's the last Friday, if I'm not mistaken, before election. So that show's got to be relevant. And I don't have to tell you guys that, but it does. So, and it's pledge drive. So, you know, just keep that in mind as whoever's considering doing that show for on the 30th.
Okay, we will.
Thank you, Mr. Pinchback.
Two hands are up, Mr. Chair.
Who's got the hand up?
Craig and Arthur.
Who, Craig?
Arthur.
Arthur, okay, and who else?
Craig.
Craig, okay, Arthur, you up?
Okay, my question is directed to Thomas O'Rourke. I just wanted to let Thomas know, I don't know if his spreadsheet has been approved or not, but whether it has or not, I just wanted to know. I let him know and the committees to know that I was interested in Team 4 for the either, I think that's the January or February show. I'm willing to set up a Team 4 for that particular, on that particular spreadsheet. And I just wanted to point out that I doubted very seriously if there will be a show in December, because December, that Friday is actually Christmas. And every year they plan, and when I say they, I'm talking about the program director and the general manager, they usually plan special programming all day for Christmas. So that show will probably not happen at the end of December, because it's exactly on the 25th. So I would check into that and see if they are going to have it. But I'm just telling you, the history of PFW, and Ron can vouch for that, on Christmas, there's always a special show and no regular programming whatsoever on that particular day.
Okay, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Anything else on the report? Any other questions on the report?
Craig's hand is up.
Craig, go ahead.
All right.
Oh, all right, Mr.
I had a question about this October show. Since it didn't go through as planned, or the volunteers that were going to do it are not doing it, what's the status of it now? Like, you know, do you need people to do this show, or is somebody else stepping in to do it?
Well, we need people to do the show. So if anybody on the board feels that they can come in, again, like Ron said, it's a little pitching going on. You know, you have to, if that's your forte, my man, you know, step forward, and I will swear you in as knight duly honored, if that's what you're saying. And, you know, hey, you know, I know Thomas and myself will be around somewhere on the program. So if you are volunteering, we definitely appreciate you to step up, or anybody for that matter, to help us. And and I know you're good at pledging because you have your own show, so appreciate that, I guess.
And there's a planning meeting, Thomas. It's Tuesday. You said next Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll do it, Sabu. And regarding Arthur, as comment as well, I'd ask everyone to just basically fill in or send an email back to me with where they want to enlist, and if they can enlist an entire team. Arthur, if you can put together, you know, a whole group that would populate that that column, great. Craig, if you want to, since Team One is, if you want to join us for the October show, we'll get you in here, and just attend the meeting. And I would suggest respond to my email with, you know, you're joining on that for that show. Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me. You just didn't join us. Who is us?
What's that?
You just said join us for the October 30 show. Who is us?
Well, that is, at this point, we don't have any volunteers to host or, we have no participants at this point. So the planning committee will, you know, proceed to plan the show and populate the show until we get, other people.
Right.
So at this point, it's been Hakeem, Sabu, myself, John Tatum will get a spotlight person, and probably
we have a special guest and usually a new member spotlight too.
That's right. That's right. And like, we'll be pitching, so much less time to do other things.
Yeah. And we have a few people that have new members, you know, Tim Willard, who seems to be enthusiastically, wants to get involved, and a couple other people, man, you know, that's on the board that said they would like, just kidding, Tim, just see the people. But there's some people.
My hand's been up for 5 minutes.
Whose hand is that?
Let me know.
Nightwolf.
Oh, I don't see, where are you? Okay, well,
Nightwolf. I did it star 9.
Six one nine.
Okay. All right, so Nightwolf, go ahead, man.
Well, I don't know whether I'm banned from the station or not, but I am a member of the LSB, and I would like to participate in some of this as well.
Okay.
So maybe you need to get it cleared through CATIA.
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll work on that. Yep, we'll work on that. Good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Chair, may I be recognized?
McLeod, go ahead.
I just want to piggyback on something Ron said about the show being important for the November. I think it's more important to make sure that the show in October is addressing, the voting issue, because that's like 4 days.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. The 30th.
You said, oh, I thought you said November.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The 30th.
I withdraw. I'm out. That's the show that's very important to voting right now. So it needs to be centered around that type of, what Ron said. I'm out.
Thank you all. I think, you know, there's a lot of this could be discussed in the LSB subcommittee, and like the details can be ironed out there. I think with respect to the time and other things on the agenda, I'd like to, you know, to see if there's anything else that any clarification that's needed besides the particular show content.
Yeah. One other thing, Donna, real quick. And any for future reference, any problems that people may have with the LSB show stuff, try to come and discuss it in-house in committee first to resolve any problems instead of moving forward. You know, come and talk to us. I don't think it's any mean people on the committee or the subcommittee for the LSB board. And we're more than welcome, you know, for people to communicate. If there's some differences, let's talk instead of, you know, emailing. So that would be very helpful in the future.
Point of order, Chair.
Yeah. Yes.
Lou Wolf's hand has been up for several minutes. He's muted. His hand is up.
Okay, Lou. Thank you. Is that everybody? Lou's the next. Go ahead, Lou.
I want to say here, I know we're going to take this up in executive session, but just in the main, I really feel it's important for us to know that Jay Winter Nightwolf's program has been substituted by a program which is not up to par, which is substandard for programming on our network. And it doesn't really address the issues of Native Americans in this country right now. So I know we're going to take this up during executive session. But
okay.
Let that be clear. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Donna, that's it?
Yes.
Donna, anything else?
No, nothing from me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's it. Any questions before we move on? Okay, up next is the Outreach and Development Report.
Okay, I won't be long because I know we have taken a lot of time. I sent out the report this afternoon. Last night, Ellen got it to everybody today. So I'd just like to review. I hope that you had a chance to read everything over, but I'll just review what was said on the report as opposed to reading everything. The top paragraph discusses why we did not have the walk this year. We did a lot of planning for it, and unfortunately, we weren't able to have it. We tried hard, but because the PD did not agree with when we wanted to have it broadcast, we decided it just wasn't, we couldn't do it because we planned too far ahead for it to be told that we could not advertise for it until 2 weeks ahead of time. And the PD said that she is very familiar with promoting shows and that 2 weeks was enough time, but we didn't feel that. And this is the, it would have been the fifth year that we've had it. So anyway, we weren't able to have it. Thank you for putting that up, whoever did, Ellen or Sabu. At any rate, we came up with some guidelines for fundraisers that we wanted to institute for WPFW for anybody who wants to sponsor a fundraiser. So we've listed five reasons. And the main thing is if we could just get some backing from the management, primarily the PD, as opposed to, you know, how we can make our fundraisers very profitable. So we've listed the five guidelines for fundraisers. And what we'd like to ask is that the general manager and the program director read these over and get back with us by the next LSB meeting. That'll be November. And give us feedback about these guidelines, whether they can be instituted. And anyone who wants to put on a fundraiser, we'd like for you to come to some O&D meetings, and we can talk about it, and we can assist you with whatever you help that you'll need to sponsor the fundraiser. Because my feeling is we can't let this pandemic bring us down. We've got to fight it the best way we can and have some fundraisers that are going to help the station, let our community and our listeners know that, look, we're not going to let it get us down. We're going to get out here and have some fundraisers. Also, some of the fundraisers that we talked about having when we get control of the COVID was a night with Nat Turner, musical concert with Big Band Sounds, Man on the Street. I don't know if anybody remembers Steve Allen used to have some of his people go out on the street and just interview people and just ask different questions, pertinent questions. And the last one, and we've been checking into this, having a musician or some musicians to play on the corner of in front of our building, the WPFW building, and possibly having a flash mob. But it has to be done before it gets cold. The Metropolitan Police Department is who we need to contact. And I talked with someone from Special Events, and they said usually you can get it done within a day to get the permit. So we have to get a permit to get that done. So that's all. If anybody has any questions, comments. Okay, I'm finished.
All right, thank you, Mark.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Ellen has her hand up, Mr. Chair.
Ellen?
May I speak? Nancy, with what she sent in, the email, she had the question, why was it only given 2 weeks to announce the walk for COVID event?
According to Katia, that's all we needed. She said that she's an experienced promoter for different organizations, and it's her belief that 2 weeks is enough time, but we didn't agree with that.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Any other comments from Marty or questions? Anybody else? All right, thank you, Marty, for your report.
Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, we're moving on. What would be next? I guess it'd be unfinished business for the LSP vacancies.
I need a point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Arthur? Sorry.
Yes. I requested that the CSE be allowed to have,
10 minutes? Right.
10 minutes, like the rest of the committees, which we've been deprived of, and so I'm just asking.
You got it. You got 10 minutes now before.
Okay, I won't need the whole 10 minutes, but I just want to be able to have that option. okay. And be listed from now on the agenda for this. I sent in a report, but as always, the report at the beginning is always the same. The only part you need to be updated on is the current status and the and what's forthcoming as labeled on my report. You may not have seen it because I didn't send the report out until shortly before the meeting. But anyway, our current status is as of 9/9/20, it's the dawn of a new day for the LSB and its unbecoming conduct issues. Now that the special rules of conduct, which we call the SRC as an acronym document, has been approved, we will begin practicing them immediately and within this upcoming LSB meeting of 10/14/20. Now that we have decided to make a temporary adjustment as approved by the chairman and hopefully without rebuttal to allow second time speakers 1 minute as opposed to 90 seconds to save time as noted in the SRC number 5 of the special rules of conduct, the chairman has agreed to announce this and may allow 30 additional seconds if requested or deemed necessary during the time of a second speaker. And we want to take a moment to thank Kathleen Malloy for her observation and input to the CSE as as a cyber indicator. When you have a concern, you need to either address the committee chairman or come to that particular meeting, which is what she did. And so we thank her for her observation on this. And as you noticed, the chairman did announce that at the beginning of this meeting and will announce it from every beginning meeting from now on. We may move to amend the rules pending how effective they are in improving our meetings and emails transmissions. We have now begun the enforcement or accountability document for violation through a due process to be outlined for the accompaniment of the SRC, Special Rules of Conduct. These will be inclusive of advisories, warnings, adverse actions, etc. for each rule. We, the CSE, believes that only those who may continue to be disruptive and have personal vendettas with people rather than issues will display resistance to the rules and the upcoming penalties due to fear of accountability of which was previously non-existent and or not enforced. Forthcoming, pending where we are with the research of the Pacifica bylaws and in conjunction with the new release of the Robert Rules of Order that just was released in September 1st of this year, the CSE will make an upcoming motion for the acceptance of SRC penalties upon completion as follows. We will move for the adoption of the WPFWLSB Special Rules of Conduct, SRC penalties as presented by way of the Communication Standards and Enforcement Committee to be accepted and implemented in conjunction with accountability for noncompliance of the SRC rules to solidify adherence and enforcement of governance of the LSB and its subcommittees thereof, which we will do upon completion of the penalties to go along with that. I just want to say that what's taken us so long with this one right now will probably take us longer because this committee is observing the conduct and the behavior of these meetings. And if we were to have penalties, if we had completed the penalties, there would be a lot of penalties going on with what has been happening at this very meeting right here, which all we're trying to do is minimize it or put it to a complete stop because people are still violating the number one rule, which is to not speak until you are recognized by the chair. And there has been many violations of that during this particular meeting, but we will start penalizing this at some point with approval of the LSB. And I wish we all would stop it, calm down, as Ellen Williams Carter say, and respect others as you want to be respected. And we have a cover sheet for this that says just that, which we will present at the next meeting, hopefully when we present the rules, the penalties to go with the rules that we've already been approved on. If there are any questions, I will take them now.
Dennis, I see Dennis recognized. Was Lou, did you put your hand up? Okay, Marty, did you say so?
Yes.
Okay, let Dennis go first. All right.
That was not a hand. That was a salute of approval.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, Marty.
I just wanted to know, when is it going to be instituted? When are you going to, Arthur?
Okay.
Next meeting?
We're going to, no, it's not going to be at the next meeting because understand we're going through some grueling, studies and research because we're going, like I said, all the things that we put together have to be within the guidelines of the bylaws and the Robert rules of, order. So we're studying, we're going back and forth with each other. We have to make sure that all our words are appropriate and we're not violating anything. And we want to make sure that when we put it together, we want to make sure that it's clear and understandable, just like like we already did the special rules of order, so of conduct. We want to make sure that the penalties are very clear and understandable. So there'll be minimal of questions, you know, for understanding. So we want to make sure we do it in layman terms and make it very understandable to all.
So you're saying maybe not until December or January?
That's exactly what I'm saying because it's, trust me, it's a lot of, how can I say? We're doing research. It's not like we're just throwing rules together and penalties together. We're making sure that they match the rules and we're making sure that we got to read the bylaws and we have to read the Robert rules of what we can and what we can't do to put it together so it will be sufficient and efficient simultaneously. So it's taking time, but we're trying to work as quickly as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ron, with a question.
Yes, sir.
Listen, thank you. Thank you for that approach because unfortunately too often we do knee-jerk reactions to things and don't get it right. So just two words. Thank you.
Okay. And we appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you for
Any other questions for McLeod?
Tom's or Rook's hand is up.
Thomas, your hands up.
Yep.
Go ahead, Tom. Hi, Arthur. I spoke to you offline before. I'm not a big fan of these kinds of rules. It's one thing to have rules to foster participation in meetings and the LSB needs to show some discipline, but I don't think anything special is needed. I mean, are you planning to impose financial penalties? You know, or what exactly does a reprimand versus a censure, you know, entail? I mean, you know, we're adults here and, everyone seems to be welcoming these things. I was the only one that voted against it last time. I'm still not convinced it's necessary. Obviously the, you know, taking an hour to settle on agenda is, you know, that's just how it works sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
I caution people about this.
Okay, Tom.
I think it's open to interpretation of the offendee. And, you know, objective standards of insult versus, you know, what's subjective.
All right. Thank you, Thomas.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the fundraising suggestion.
Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to say that each of us is entitled to our voice and our vote, but the rules were already adopted. And I was not at that meeting, but I'm assuming there was an implication with that there would be some enforcement procedures to follow when that vote was taken. Thank you.
Okay. Thomas, I just want you to understand, you're right. We're all adults here, but even adults act like children sometimes, which you have seen in a multitude of meetings, and subcommittee meetings. So be that the case, these rules are definitely unquestionably needed, and that's the problem. What Martha was, this goes back to what I was telling Martha, is that we are going through intense, research and study to make sure that these penalties and these rules are not up for interpretation. We're going to fix them. We'll fix them so that they will be cut and dry. And if there are any questions, it will be easy for us to explain. Without a doubt. So yes, I understand what you're saying and you're entitled to that, but this is needed. And if it's not done, the committees will continue to be as they were before. We're looking for change. Change is needed and this is the change that is needed and what we're working on. and it will not be left up to interpretation. We're going to use specific words and definitions so it will be clear to all. And like I said, if it's not clear to all, we will be able to explain it so it will be clear.
Okay.
Just one last question, Arthur.
Two hands are up.
Two hands.
But Thomas wasn't finished. Let him go.
I just wanted to say
that's
that.
That's the chair, John.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm talking to the chair.
Who had the other hand up?
Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce, go ahead, because Thomas has already had his. We come back to Thomas.
There you go, Arthur.
Okay.
To the committee members and the chair of the committee, great job. To address Thomas O'Rourke's comment that we're adults and it's not needed, that's just how the way it goes to get a agenda passed. It takes an hour. That's not how it's supposed to go. And it is needed. And it's much appreciated. And whether I don't know if it's financial or you're not able to speak for a few minutes or you're not able to speak for a meeting or whatever it is, but this committee is dead on point and I appreciate your work towards it.
Okay.
I'm tired.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Arthur.
Yes, sir. Let me ask that. Go ahead. Okay. I just want to thank him for his acknowledgement. I do want to say that, you know, don't say thank me, because I'll tell you, it's not just me. Even though I'm the chairman, all of my committee members have equal say so. Even though I'm the chairman, I give them the rights and equal rights of the chairperson, which is me. But we all do this together. We come up with ideas together. All of us play an important part of the research that we're doing. So don't just thank me. When you have to thank my committee, which is Eileen Rawson and Dennis Williams.
I thank the committee and then thank the chairman.
Okay, thank you. Okay, good. I just want to.
Duly noted.
Yes, okay.
Any other questions? All right, Thomas,
just you got to the respond last word. To two things. I would note, Arthur, you prefaced your comments by saying or speculating that anyone that objected would be someone who might be guilty of these violations. Am I one of those people? I don't think so.
No, no.
Moreover,
Please stop interrupting,
Mr. Pinchback.
You ought to cut the crap out, man.
I'm not cutting any crap.
Y'all done broke the Zoom.
Okay, no, please y'all let Thomas speak. It's only fair. Please let him speak, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, you need to unmute. Mr. Chair needs to unmute.
Thomas. Go ahead, Thomas, real quick.
I just like that Mr. Pinchback would refrain from interrupting
Okay, thank you.
I noticed he prefaced it with saying that any objection would be just, you know, would be proof that you violate the rules, and I don't think that's true. And again, the second thing about formulating the agenda tonight's meeting, and it has nothing, Ellen, I would say, there was some confusion and you were the savior, but you sent so many emails that I think, I don't know. I was confused because there wasn't an actual agenda and then you could have added all these motions at the bottom and we could have figured out a way, just a point of, you know, I'm just making an observation and it is not a criticism of Ellen Carter in any way, shape or form. Thank you, Thomas.
Arthur, I appreciate that. I had one quick question. This isn't like that movie Braveheart where Mel Gibson is on the, stretched out on the table and stuff, and the guy, we're not talking about those kind of harsh penalties, are we?
No, sir.
Okay, just a second.
No, sir. And, And none of our penalties have anything to do with any, to answer Thomas' question, none of them have anything to do with financial stuff. Remember, we're still going with the guidelines of the bylaws and the, Robert Rules of Order. So
okay.
There's nothing that has to do with financial.
All right.
But I just want to address him. I said only those that continue to be disruptive. Thomas, you haven't been disruptive. And so this doesn't apply to you. I just want you to know that sometimes I say things and people may think I'm applying it to somebody, but no, understand I'm talking to general, the LSB in general, no particular persons. So, and maybe I shouldn't even put that in there. I will agree with that. If y'all want me to remove that from my report, I have no problem with it because I don't want anybody else to take it that way. So thank you, Thomas.
All right. And thank you, Arthur. I think that's it. That's it with Arthur. You good?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Dennis, I see your hands up.
Ellen has her hand up.
Ellen, did you have your hand up?
She still does.
Yes, I have my hand up just to make sure before all the other new business, I have to report on the CAB. It needs to be in the minutes. That is important for us to get the CPB funds.
Okay.
Oh, and then I guess I should answer to what Thomas wanted. I would like everybody to write down after, if not tonight, tomorrow, everything you want, the way you want the minutes done and all of that. And to let me know when, because tomorrow I'm going to send you with all the changes, please email me right away after you've read it. Thank you so much.
All right, Ellen, thank you.
Thank you, Ellen.
All right, thank you, Arthur. We have some unfinished business before we get to the executive session. One of the things I wanted to bring up was I sent out a letter to the board members, and this goes back several months concerning the approval of the program committee response manner in which we were supposed to send some to management. We attached a letter to that. Hopefully everybody saw that. There may be one or two typographic errors or tweaking, but we wanted to send that to management. We want to get that done and send it to management. So, I'm assuming everybody saw that. Did anybody not see it? Okay. Sounds good. All right. So could we say that we can forward that to management? And, Lou, I know you said there was a couple.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Ron said in the last, I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized, a point of order?
I'd like to say no, but go ahead.
I just want some clarification on what we're doing with this letter. The last meeting, Ron Pinchback stated that nothing gets sent on behalf of the LSB without it being approved by a motion and a vote by the entire... It wasn't approved by the LSB. That's the point.
Not the letter, but the resolution was approved 12-8 by the LSB.
I thought this letter is the rewrite of the letter.
It is not.
Okay. All right.
It's not. Okay. And so I'm assuming you didn't see it?
I did see it. I assumed that it was
to management. It says to management. This message is being written to you in a genuine spirit of direct.
Yes.
You saw that.
Right. That's the letter that I said.
And the second part was the LSB program committee is working diligently. That's the part that we voted on. That's the part we need management to attend a monthly. There was four points that was made in that, and it was approved 12-8. So we attached a letter. With it. Okay, Julie, you got your hand?
Unmute, Julie.
So the only, I just wanted to add for Kathleen's benefit is that my understanding is those 4 points were the resolution that we voted on.
Correct.
And a group of people were going to write, sorry, I do know how to speak English, kind of cover letter, an
correct, correct,
sort of put it in a good, you know, kind of this is in good faith that we're sending this.
And we did that.
And that's what that is. And that's the thing that the whole group of us haven't seen until
now. Oh, just seeing it now? Okay.
And that's what we need to approve as the LSB.
No, you don't need to approve the letter.
Yes, Ron said we did. Ron, please speak.
Yes, yeah, speak, Ron. Chop, chop. Come on, Ron. Come on, man.
Maybe he doesn't want to be recognized. Can we move on?
Okay. Mr. Chair. Yeah.
Ron's not on the call anymore.
Well, he's there. He's not. He's muted.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, oh, Thomas.
The side. I'm going to go ahead and agree with Kathleen. I think this is an important letter. We voted on it to approve it. It's been revised. I think the revisions are subject to discussion, and then we should vote to approve it or not and have a new vote. I think it's a strong letter. I think it's absolutely speaks of the frustration of the program committee. And we need the LSB, and we are advising the LSB to approve it. So I concur with Kathleen, and I move that the letter be acted on. I so move.
Second. Okay, so this says there's two parts to this. There's two management, the opening letter, and then there's the LSB programming committee letter that we approved on. So what are you trying to, O'Rourke, what are you saying?
I'm saying we need to formally, approve this again now that we think we have a final draft.
Okay.
Open it up to the LSB and like I said, I've moved that it be accepted. I think it's time now to debate it. You know, amendments could be offered, but,
Amendment.
You know, I think it's a strong letter.
Okay. For all those who have seen the letter along with the resolution, are we good? Does everybody approve of it? Can I get a vote?
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections? Put it that way.
Excuse me. I kept raising my hand. No one responded to my raised hand.
Alan, go ahead.
Actually, you should not be discussing this at this time. It should be discussed in executive session.
Okay. All right.
Was decided in the last meeting, because that was in the minutes, too, for September, that Ron said that the entire board must vote on whether to actually send it after it had been revised.
Okay, so we'll move on. All right, so we're passed on that. Okay.
Just excuse me, one other thing. What I meant, could I say this?
Yeah, everybody else saying it.
Okay, I just want to say, Amina Mohammed Mbaki said that the CAB had two meetings this year, one in January, and she's going to send me the date for the other, and they had it from 2 to 4, and it was a teleconference. And if possible, if the PNB members can let them know during the meeting that WPFW's CAB has had two meetings. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I did talk to her, so, and brought her, tried to get her up to date and what we needed that information. Okay. Emailing, I see there's on the agenda something about emailing. That was something that Marty, requested. Ellen, do you, what's the status on?
She had twice. She had requested that, and we never did get to address her issue, and she's been so patient. Thank you, Martha, for being such a wonderful example, period.
That's okay. I'm finished with it. That's okay. We don't need to discuss it. That's okay.
You sure?
It's a moot point right now. Yes.
Okay. All right, so next, So everything else is any new business.
Wait. The parliamentarian motion. The parliamentarian motion.
Okay. The parliamentarian, the motion. Is that under new unfinished business?
It's under unfinished business, yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Would you like me to state, I'm sorry, may I be recognized, Chair? This is Kathleen. Would you like me to state the motion?
Yes, state the motion.
Okay. The parliamentarian informed us at the beginning of the meeting that one of the motions was that we formally adopt the written document, and the parliamentarian advised us that actually we really already have. This motion concerns parliamentary inquiries that happen in between meetings. So this is my motion when an LSB member makes a parliamentary inquiry in between a meeting. The motion is that the LSB member makes her parliamentary inquiry in writing by email to the chair and the parliamentarian and includes all LSB members. The chair and or the parliamentarian respond in a timely fashion to the inquiry in writing by email to the LSB member and include all LSB members. So that's my motion. That's my motion.
Okay. So let me get this.
There's a second.
So whenever somebody on the board has a question that they want to ask the parliamentarian, they can't email them or call them. It has to be put out from emails, you know, and everybody knows about it. Is that what you're saying?
I just read my motion. If it's not clear, I can read it again.
So you don't need to read it again. I'm just saying, you know,
it doesn't, let me clarify the question. It doesn't prevent anyone from doing something different if they want to. I'm just providing a process if an LSB member wants to make an inquiry. As we all know, I've made several inquiries that have been...
Go ahead, Malloy.
Finish. I'm not interested.
Chair, let me recognize. This is
okay.
Ron.
Thank you.
Ron.
And okay, Vanessa, put us back.
Go ahead, Ron.
Listen, I've been trying to get in for the past 5 minutes, okay? Maybe longer. I object to this letter, okay? Because the letter added things that we did not agree upon at that original meeting. Those last two statements in that letter, we didn't agree to that, you know? So, no, you know, that's a fast one, you know, trying to pull a fast one, okay? So I'm letting people know those last two items on that letter were not there at the previous meeting, okay? Those items are not in the spirit of what that letter was intended for, at least what we were told it was supposed to be intended for, okay? So, you know, I'm demanding that those two items be dropped, you know? Otherwise, I can't support this.
Ron, we've moved that letter to the executive session.
Once again, because I've been trying to get in.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't know. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I'll
welcome.
I'll my comments
to that. We have a second on Malloy's motion. Let's take a vote. Can we proceed to take a vote on that?
And that's going to move to executive session.
No. This is my parliamentary inquiry.
Yeah, the parliamentary.
Motion,
you don't need to do that.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
That's one motion we can get out before we go into executive.
Okay.
So, Ellen?
No, there's another motion of mine that's on here. So, but go ahead.
Motion of mine as well.
Okay, so the first motion is about the parliamentary.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so can we take a vote on that?
Promise to the stack.
Two people in front of you. Thomas, Vanessa, did you have something to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to what Kathleen said in terms of just trying to get a process.
Okay, we understand the process at this point.
Whoa, dude, don't do that. That's okay. So I have 90 seconds, correct?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so please start timing me from the beginning. So my additional comment to what Kathleen said, because we are jointly proposing these motions. There are two motions. There's this one, and then there's another one that also. But the whole point of it is that this started not. This is not theoretical. This is not based on things ought to happen this way because of, you know, no specific reason. This is because this comes out of actual experience, that for some reason the parliamentarian repeatedly refused to answer inquiries from Kathleen and me, hence the joint motion from both of us.
Okay.
And so we're seeking to have a process so that that doesn't happen to anybody. The whole purpose of having a parliamentarian is so that we get objective decisions that are fairly rendered, and that means that everybody's questions get answered. And that did not happen for some reason, but just the two of us. And so we've come up with these two motions. This one that talks about inquiries made in between meetings, and the other one that talks about inquiries that are made during meetings. So I just wanted to add that point. Now I'm finished.
Okay, so I understand we got a second on that. Somebody said second.
Yes, I seconded. Yes, I did.
Okay, so the process is that we vote on two?
There's just the one. If you want to vote on the two, that's fine, but this is just the one.
Let's just vote on the one motion that's read and has been seconded, please.
Yeah. Okay, you ready for the vote? So it's on the Chairman, parliamentarian.
Hold on.
Point of order.
There's one, the Thomas O'Rourke.
Yes. Yeah, can we discuss this? I wanted to say a couple things. In defense of John Tatum, again, if he's paid, it's an honorary stipend. You're assuming that he's on call all the time. And I just wonder why, you know, Robert's Rules of Order is some sort of mystery for a lot of people. I know someone was frustrated by a motion to adjourn, but it turned out, as John explained, that motion to adjourn was in order. And, there are procedures that happen. After that, if the meeting is adjourned, then everything that wasn't covered, goes on to, unfinished business the next meeting. The fact
that
I made a motion to adjourn months ago that has apparently set Ms. Malloy on, you know, on this, path. And, you know, frankly, I hope the parliamentarian is able to comply with the many, many requests he's already been, you know, he's already fielded.
Okay, but, thank you, Thomas. Thank you, thank you.
Vanessa to the staff.
And Kathleen to the staff.
Hey, Vanessa.
Okay, so we started to discuss these motions. They were on the agenda for last month, and then there was a motion, a very well-meaning motion to adjourn, so the discussion was not completed. But prior to the adjournment, the parliamentarian said, in fact, that he has no problem receiving email inquiries from members between LSB meetings. That is from the parliamentarian's mouth as we discussed this issue the last time. So he's already said it's not a problem, and so this motion seeks to memorialize as process. Because in the absence of process, it seems like any and everything happens. You know, members' inquiries get answered. They don't get answered. No rhyme or reason. So this is just something to address inquiries in between meetings. And as already stated, the parliamentarian said he had no problems doing this.
Okay. So vote on it. Ellen?
No, I wait a second. I asked for the final comment, Sabu, please.
Okay. Go
Thank
ahead,
you.
Final comment.
Thank you. There appears to be a suggestion that somehow I can't figure out Robert's Rules of Order, which is if anyone reads my emails, I have on two different occasions and specifically came to conclusions that the parliamentarian has recently expressed. So the point is, I'm not supposed to be the one that rules or makes decisions on these things or recommendations to the chair for the LSB. That's the chair taking the advice of the parliamentarian. So yeah, I could tell you what I think is the right way, but that's not, I don't have that authority. So as Vanessa has noted and I have noted, I've made different inquiries that would take about 5 minutes of the chair to respond. It is not a big deal. So thank you for considering this motion and I'll stop.
Okay. I believe we can vote on it. Okay. Ellen, you're up.
Hey, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Pinchback.
Yes. Listen, may I be recognized, first of all? I'm good? Okay.
No.
Mr. Tatum's, you know, Mr. Tatum's integrity is everything to us. Okay? As our parliamentarian, we depend on him to offer, you know, unbiased rulings, you know, based on, based on Robert's Rules of Order and procedure. So anything that we can do that acknowledges, you know, that responsibility, okay, and that enforces that responsibility, we should support. This is not an attack on Mr. Tatum. All this motion is saying is that we want to memorialize what was said, you know, so that we all understand, so we all on the same page. Okay. Once again, I'm just saying that you know, to, you know, the parliamentarian as a neutral arbiter in our affairs is extremely important. It's necessary. Okay. So we don't want him in the fray of this nonsense that we get involved in sometimes. Okay. So if this is a way to protect that process, then I think we should support it.
Okay. All right. Ellen, I think we can take the vote.
Can you state the vote without reading the whole motion?
What is that again?
Okay, can we just say that is those who are for Kathleen's motion regarding the parliamentarian, yes. Those who are against, no. Okay. Thomas Blanton.
I'm so sorry. Excuse me, Ellen. I'm sorry. Point of order.
Okay. That's okay.
I just want to clarify so people know what they're voting on.
And I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at me.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's about a process for parliamentary inquiries made in between meetings. That is what the vote
okay.
outlines a brief process that the parliamentarian already agreed to.
Okay.
Okay. So now the vote. Thomas Blanton. Yes or no?
I don't know if Thomas was on this. Was Thomas?
Blanton?
I don't think he was here to see.
Are there any objections?
I have objections.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So then let's just vote. Let's just vote.
I heard someone say they have an objection.
So we're voting.
I heard someone say they have an objection.
Okay, so let's go. Voting?
Objection, objection, objection.
Right, so let's vote on it.
Okay. Wayne Bruce, yes or no?
For the motion. Yes.
Yes, okay. Marcia Coleman Arribeo.
I knew Marcia.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Donna Grimes.
Donna?
No.
Craig Hall.
Yes.
Julie.
Yes.
Tony. Tony?
No.
Kathleen?
Yes.
Arthur?
Yes.
Jay Winter Nightwolf?
No.
Thomas O'Rourke?
I'm going to abstain.
Lucille?
Yes.
Martha?
No.
Ron? Ron?
Yes.
Eileen?
No.
Masquila?
No.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Tim Willard?
Yes.
Dennis Williams?
No.
Lewis Wolf?
No.
Sabu?
No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh, did you get, you missed some people, I think.
Who did I miss? Somebody didn't answer.
Anybody? Bruce, did she get you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chair. Okay. I'd like to change my abstention to no, Ms. Secretary.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right. So then there's a tie.
Call Nightwolf.
Nightwolf
voted. He said
no. I said no.
Yeah.
He said no. I got his.
Yeah.
I got his. So it's a tie. Okay.
Hold on.
10 and 10.
You sure?
20.
Point of order. This is Tony.
Go ahead, Tony.
We have more than 20 people on the call.
Yeah. Some of those are community.
And non-voting.
First. And non-voting. I'm non-voting. I'm not a voter.
Right.
How many non-voters do we have? Ms. Secretary?
2.
3.
Including the community?
Oh, I think Mo.
Mo Ellen.
Okay, who's on? Excuse me, the host. Could you tell us if there's anybody other than, or how many people other than the voting LSB members are on the line right now? Thank you. Why don't we do this?
Hold on, Ron.
I was just going to make a suggestion. Why doesn't the host check and see how many people are on the line? Then we go on to the next. I think she had another motion. We do that election or do that vote or discussion and go on. And then he can raise his hand, let us know that the number, and then we can go back and check all this out. Okay. Rather than, cause it's 9:36 right now.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay, Tim Willard, did you vote?
Did.
Mr. Willard?
Yeah, I voted.
Mr. Chair?
He voted. Yes, he did. I heard Tim, Dennis, and Lewis Wolf.
Okay, all right.
They all voted.
Mr. Pinchback?
Yes, listen, the vote has been taken. It ends in a tie, okay? Now, what does that mean? That means that, you know, we watch this, for tonight, and if we can revisit this at the next meeting, you know, this is not,
The parliamentarian would like to speak.
Yeah. Okay, yes, got you. Ron,
thank you.
Go ahead, John.
Okay,
thank you. What happens when it's a tie?
Yeah, exactly.
1 minute, Dennis.
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Chair. It's clear in what Robert's Rules of Order says. Robert's Rules of Order says, when there is a tie, it is a failed vote.
So we're done.
We're done.
Yes.
The vote has failed.
Okay. All right, the next motion. Thank you, John. Next motion, Kathleen.
Yes.
Vanessa, what was the second one?
All right. So may I speak, Mr. Chair? Hey, you recognize me? Okay.
Yeah,
so this also relates to Nancy Sorden put a motion forward related to this as well. The motion that I've put forward concerns establishing a process.
No. Point of order. Kathleen, this is the point of order is that this is a two-part motion.
Yes, so John Tatum already said that we've adopted this.
No, but we have not. I disagree with him.
Okay,
if we had adopted it, then why didn't he follow it? That's the whole problem. If this is what we're supposed to do, why didn't he do it?
Okay, I'm stepping back, Mr. Chair, and I'll let Vanessa talk about this. I'm stepping
first
back
motion,
from my
the first, motion. Yeah, okay, thank you, my lord. The first motion, Vanessa, was tied, so it's non-void.
She's talking about the motion. Let the chair talk.
Oh my God, I'm trying to clarify it, please.
You can't do it without being recognized, please.
Okay, I recognize Vanessa. She can clarify.
I defer to Kathleen.
Thank you. The motion that Vanessa is referring to is not the second one that just failed. She is referring to the first one where she asked the LSB to approve as a collectively the document that the parliamentarian distributed to us that he has already described in his earlier comments as coming from Robert Rules of Order, and also described that this has been adopted by the entire PNB and thereby includes the LSB. So that's the motion that Vanessa is referring to. Okay, Vanessa, go ahead.
Okay, so if you all refer to the email that Ellen sent at 9:26 a.m., it has everybody's motions on it. And so it says agenda items, Vanessa, and then two agenda items. This is the first one about role of the parliamentarian. It says motion number one. And the motion is, as Kathleen just said, to adopt as practice the procedures outlined in a document entitled Role of the Parliamentarian, which was distributed to this LSB by the parliamentarian through Ellen in June. And again, the whole purpose of adopting this is because this has not been the practice. I heard what the parliamentarian saying in terms of we don't need to adopt something that's already parliamentary in Robert's Rules of Orders, but this is not what the parliamentarian did. And in refusing to repeatedly over a multi-month period address the concerns, the inquiries of two LSB members, that's not what he did. This document clearly says that any LSB member can make an inquiry directly of the parliamentarian at any time. That's what this document says. That's what happens on the PNB. But what the parliamentarian subsequently said at a later meeting, I believe it was in July, was that inquiry should be directed to the chair. And then the chair, if the chair couldn't answer it, would direct it to whomever could or the parliamentarian. So what I propose is to follow the process that is currently followed by the PNB that is also in this document distributed by the parliamentarian through Ellen. Role of the parliamentarian, that process, to be consistent so that the LSBs and the PNBs and this document that the parliamentarian characterized as being representative of what's contained in Robert's Rules, that should be the process.
The parliamentarian would like to speak.
Let me second the motion, okay? So we've got a motion on the floor. This is Kathleen.
Marty and then John.
Okay. John was before me, I believe.
Well, John, go ahead.
Yeah, in the opinion of the parliamentarian, and I want you to guys to remember that the parliamentarian is not an arbiter like someone referred to me before. The parliamentarian is not a decision maker for the board, and the parliamentarian does not rule on things that happen at board meetings. Only the chair rules. So if you, as a board, would stop calling me my ruling, would you stop saying that? Would you stop? I would prefer you say my opinion. Will you stop calling me an arbiter? Will you stop calling me, well, the parliamentarian made that decision? If you would just stop doing that, I would be happy with this board, because I am just a consultant and my opinion. And also Robert's Rule of Order says that when I do give my opinion to the chair has the option of accepting my opinion and instituting it or disregarding it completely. That's in Robert's Rules of Order as well. But as far as this motion is concerned, I'm a little bit concerned, and I'm advising the chair at this point that this motion is unnecessary because it is word for word in Robert's Rules of Order. And I heard earlier that someone wanted to give me credit for making this statement and send it out to everybody. And all I was doing is sending something that's already in Robert's Rules of Order, which the Pacifica Foundation has already adopted Robert's Rules of Order. So why are you double dipping here? Why are you taking what I wrote to the board, which I took out of Robert's? I don't want any credit for that. You know, that's plagiarism. So why are you taking that and reinforce? I guess that's what you're doing. You're reinforcing it, bringing it out into the open. But don't say the parliamentarian said it. Why don't you instead say that this is what is in Robert's Rules of Order, and this is what we're going to follow?
Vanessa to the stack.
I'm next.
I understand.
I was after John.
Marty, go ahead.
I'd like to, Mr. Chair, is it possible that we can, it's 9:45. Is it possible that we can shorten these motions? Because we have a lot to cover, and it's getting late. At Kathleen and Vanessa, I know I'm not the timekeeper, but they already spent 3:20 on this motion. It's getting to be a bit much, and I'd like to request, can we shorten these motions and stick to the time?
Okay. Vanessa?
Thank you, Chair. The document that the parliamentarian the document that the parliamentarian sent to the LSB does not say that it's as quoted from Robert's rules. It simply gives a bunch of text with the rules as I stated them, which is that any member at any time can ask a question of the parliamentarian. At the bottom of that document, it says, any questions, please call me at the number below, John Tatum, PRP, and the phone number. So there's no way for a reader of that document not to know that this was not a document authored by the parliamentarian. In terms of the necessity of it, it would not have been necessary. This motion is proposed because there are multiple instances over multiple months in which the parliamentarian would not respond to the inquiries of two LSB members. That goes counter to this document that the parliamentarian distributed. It doesn't happen that way on the PNB. Any member can ask the parliamentarian a question, so can the chair. That is what this document says. So what I want to do is to memorialize, to reinforce, as the parliamentarian says, the correct practice that the parliamentarian gave us in a document from Robert's Rules, that the parliamentarian gave us in a document from Robert's Rules, and that is also practiced from the PNB, by the PNB.
Point of order?
Okay.
Point of order?
Dennis was up next.
I have point of order.
Go ahead.
And it pertains to the rules. You stated at the beginning of the meeting that if anybody speaks, the first time they speak, they have 90 seconds. The second time they speak, they have 60 seconds. Vanessa went over her time. Okay? Can we please stick to your ruling?
Yes, yes.
I don't know how long I'm speaking. I'm not timing myself.
A whole bunch of people run over time.
Arthur, could you
move on?
The time, please.
I did. I said time. I said time. But
I'm sorry, Arthur. I didn't hear you. My apology. Okay. I did not hear.
I did say time.
Okay. All right. I was going to call the question, but since that requires a lengthy vote, I was just wondering if the chair can just move along to a vote on this.
Well, you've got two more people. Me and Tony Leon want to say something, so
I don't know. Okay. Tony.
This is Nightwolf. I asked to be on the stack 5 minutes ago.
Okay, go ahead, Nightwolf. Night Wolf.
I agree that this is just taking up too much time, going back and forth by, and the parliamentarian just read it to you out of Robert's Rules of Order. So why can't we stick to that instead of everybody drifting off to here and there?
Okay. Thank you, Night Wolf. Arthur?
Okay. I just wanted to make a suggestion that if anyone had, I mean, this would knock all of this out if y'all decide to do it. I was thinking that most, if there's any problem when somebody has a question with the parliamentarian and does not get an answer, let it fall on the chairman's shoulders. If you want to ask a question to the parliamentarian and he does not respond to you, then notify the chairman and then let the chairman take the responsibility of making sure that the chairman responds to you appropriately. And that would be it for anybody. That's
okay.
Just my suggestion.
Tony? All right, thank you, Arthur. Tony?
No, no question.
Okay. All right, so we got this second motion. Is there anybody, what's the word?
Object.
Object.
Does anybody object?
Does anybody object? Object to this?
Yes. I think we just need to vote. Let's vote.
Okay, let's vote. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, will we vote?
Yes.
Yes, let me recognize. I'd like to ask Vanessa, is there any reconsideration of her motion that she would want to consider at this time?
Okay, may I speak, Chair?
Chair?
Ron, you're asking Vanessa. Vanessa,
yes.
Respond to Ron.
Okay. So Kathleen and I are jointly making this
we know that at this point.
Let me finish. It can take longer when you interrupt me.
Thank you.
Okay. So this was jointly offered by Kathleen and I because we were the two persons who the parliamentarian for some reason chose not to respond to repeated inquiries in opposition to this document that he handed out. So what I would consider, I don't know how Kathleen feels about it, if the parliamentarian, because we tried for months by email, I finally had a phone call with them, this is the fourth time this has been on the agenda, if he would like to apologize for repeatedly not responding to inquiries from Kathleen and me, and say that he won't do it again, that this is the document that he'll abide by, I would be fine with that. That's up to the parliamentarian. But I don't know how Kathleen feels about that.
I would object to that anyway.
Well, that's not up to you. That's up to the, but that wasn't Kathleen. That was, whoever said that, yes. That was not Kathleen. That was up to the parliamentarian in terms of whether he's willing to do that. And I, on my half, would withdraw the motion.
And this is the circle, you guys. Peace.
This is the Kathleen. Can we just vote on the motion, please?
Yes.
Then I defer to that.
Yes, let's just vote on the motion. Thank you.
All right, Ellen.
Yes. Okay. Thomas Blanton, yes or no?
I don't think Thomas is here to see.
Okay, Wayne Bruce, yes or no?
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Marsha, yes or no? Marsha?
I don't think she's here.
Donna Grimes, she said yes?
Yes.
Okay, Donna Grimes.
Abstain.
Craig Hall. Craig Hall. Craig.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to unmute.
Yes? No? Abstain?
No.
Okay. Julie?
Yes.